All right. Well, a very good afternoon, everybody. It's 5:30 now, so we will get started here. I want to welcome everybody to our City Council meeting this evening. To all of our visitors and our staff, council, thank you all so much for being here, and welcome. Welcome to this meeting. Let me open it first right at 5:31. Our first item on the agenda tonight is our invocation, and I've asked my good friend and Pastor Mark Weibel from Highland Baptist Church will be leading our invocation this evening. So Pastor Mark is a longtime Woodway resident as well. So thank you for being here, all right. Pastor Mark.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you tonight, asking for your spirit to be in this meeting. Following the instruction found in 1 Timothy 2, which tells us to ask God to help our leaders, I intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. I pray for these who are in authority so that we may live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. So first of all, thank you for those who serve our city with concern and care. Thank you for Amin Kurzall, the mayor, Mayor Pro Tem John Williams, David Russell, Story Cook, Gail Avant, Janelle Gilman, and David Keeston. Thank you, Lord, for the safety we enjoy, the progress, improvements, and beautification that we can see, which have occurred under the leadership of this team. As a citizen of Woodway, I speak blessings on them, and I thank you for them. In Jeremiah 29:7, your word instructs us to seek the welfare of the city, to pray to the Lord on its behalf for its peace. And when it has peace, you will have peace. So, Lord, having prayed for our leaders, I now turn to the city itself, and I pray for it. May we continue to prosper as a city. May we live in peace. Protect our first responders. Thank you so much for them. Thank you for all that the city workers who serve so faithfully behind the scenes. Lord, prosper each of them for their service. James 1:5 tells us to pray for wisdom. So, Lord, I ask you tonight that you would grant wisdom to each leader. In every deliberation, I ask that you grant the right decision. Finally, I pray Psalm 133 over this group, which says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing." Let the blessing of unity permeate not only tonight's meeting, but may be a part of this service-oriented body of fellow citizens. Lord, again, we acknowledge your lordship over our city and ask that your kingdom come and your will be done in our community. Bring in that which needs to be brought in to bless our city. Keep out that which would harm our city or cause us to turn from you. Lord, you're good, and we thank you for Woodway, Texas. Bless this meeting, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Weibel. Very much appreciate you. All right, our second item is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving into our public comment time. This is item number 3. The City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The timer for the 3 minutes will be on the screen behind our visitors because Councilwoman Gilman is on the screen up here. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your cooperation. I'll now open the podium for anybody who would like to address council. All right, there being none, we'll move on. We'll close the public comment time and move on to our presentations. Item number 4 is the quarterly presentation from Community Services and Development regarding their report regarding progress on new construction, anticipated completion dates, and the issuance of certificates of occupancy and inspection statistics for the second quarter of fiscal year 2024. Mr. Norman, good evening, sir. I'm guessing this is yours, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor, Council. Don, if we could, please. Thank you. As we said in the past, I do hope, before I get started, I hope to have a lot better completion dates for y'all sometime in the future, because we are still crazy as far as supplies go, completion dates. So I'm hoping in the next couple of these, we will have better completion dates and we can actually guess the completion dates. We start here on Heather Run. We've got three houses. Two of these houses, the center and the far left, were started quite a few months ago. I want to say 18 months. As we've stayed on them, they're getting near completion. They had to be taken over a couple of times, but they're near completion. And the Lakes of Heather 1 addition over in the old golf course. Charleston Park, both on Charleston Park. These are also at the Lakes of Heather Run. We've seen a lot of growth out there lately, and so they're infilling a lot of those lots that are towards closer to the course property, I guess, back there on the end of that cul-de-sac. Westlake Edition. We haven't had any homes going in there yet. Of course, as you know, it's all complete. I have heard a few rumors that we should start seeing some houses, at least some permits to build houses, so we're excited about getting that going here, hopefully before the end of summer. Stone Lake, all three of these, both of those, I'm sorry, on the left, are out of Lake Forest 1, out there closer to the lake. Some very nice large houses going in out there to kind of finish out some of those infields in the Lake Forest. And 59 Cedar Creek, you know, is Lake Forest 3. Some more nice houses out there in our little subdivision just right around the corner from the office. Here are some houses being built in Tanglewood. We continue to see a lot of development out there. These are just for various houses out there that have in various stages of production. Here we've had some infield lots over on Old McGregor. It's a large house on McGregor. Bradford is actually nestled in the back. You really can't see it, but it's back in the back behind some of the other houses. Rainbow, everybody knows where Rainbow is. We've got a large house over there. And then 100 Broughton is, if you'll remember, they tore that house down recently, and they are very quickly building it back. So that house is right there on the corner across from the ball fields, but it's going up very quickly that we can see the progress of that one.
You said Broughton was torn down and they rebuilt on that same?
Yes, the same lot. They removed the slab. But yeah, they tore down the whole house and they have thrown it up very quickly.
Wow. It was about a 60 or 70-year-old house.
Yes.
Large, but
big. Yes, it was. It definitely was. Beautiful lot, big lot. It's a really nice spot. Here we have some commercial development. Building 6, if anybody was out early a couple days ago driving down the state, you probably saw some concrete trucks. They're working on the slab over there. They're fixing to start going vertical, so you'll see some stuff at Building 6. The eye clinic, you see it pretty good from the highway. They're moving forward on that one. The steakhouse is open. I haven't heard anything, any reviews or anything, but we issued the CO for that last month. Also, Starbucks, if anybody saw the post from social media, we had a showing out there, and they're open, and Amy in our office can vouch for they are selling coffee.
Me too.
Okay, you too. Okay, so she's run over there and got her some. She said they got some really nice stickers if you want to stop by. It is in Woodway.
That's right, sales tax.
Sales tax, so let's focus on that one. Okay, anyway. That is it. The quarterly figures are attached. Does anyone have any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Norman, please?
Thank you very much.
Looks good, thanks.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir. All right, moving on to item number 5. This is our quarterly presentation from the Finance Department regarding general fund revenues and expenses, utility fund revenues and expenses, tourism fund revenues and expenses for the second quarter of fiscal year 2024. Hi, Ms. Brenda.
I'm here. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Well, thank you, Mayor and Council. As Miracles I'll mention, I'm here tonight to present the 6 months ended March 31st, 2024. We'll be reviewing some comparative numbers, current year to prior year, as well as some budget to actual for the normal general utility and tourism. I did add a slide this quarter for sanitation, and then we'll go over investments. And then I also added a status update for all the capital outlay projects we have updated or budgeted in the current year. So like John, I have some fun pictures in my presentation. So with that, we'll get started with the general fund, slide one. Property taxes, darker green, current year, lighter green, prior year. So as you can see, for property taxes and sales tax, we're tracking along with what we have budgeted. Franchise fees for this quarter are less in the current year compared to prior year. This is attributed to our Atmos franchise fee that we get once a year. The price of natural gas did decrease between calendar years, so that did come in less than we budgeted. I budgeted $300,000, and we collected $242,000. Mind you, last year we collected $373,000, so it varies. I'm not too concerned, being that franchise fees only make up 7% of our general fund budget, so this deficit here will be offset by surpluses elsewhere. And then other revenue, you can see it's less. That's $710,000 in the current year compared to $770,000 in last year. This isn't as bad as it looks. I mean, primarily due to the Arboretum being out of the general fund, and then the Family Center not being open the first 6 months. It's now open, and we have seen increases in revenues. But it's being offset with interest income. We've seen a $35,000 increase. And there are a few revenue streams in the current year that weren't present last year. Grant insurance proceeds and some intergovernmental revenue. So the $60,000 difference isn't too concerning for me. So overall, fiscal year 24, total collections were at approximately $8.37 million compared to last year's $8.46 million. Next slide, we'll see budget to actual. Property taxes are due February 1st. So by Q2, we should collect all of it. So we're at 99%. Last year, we're at 97%. Sales tax, we're halfway through the year, right at 49%. I already mentioned franchise fees. We get one more large payment for Encore in the summer, and that makes up 40% of our budgeted franchise fees. So that will look better next quarter. And then other revenue is tracking along at 54%. And overall, 71% of budgeted revenues for general fund, which is consistent to last year, same time, 71%. As far as expenditures are concerned, you can see general government and community services are tracking right along. We see a slight increase in public safety. This correlates with their increase in the budget. And community programs is down, but that's because the Arboretum is no longer being recorded there. Next, we'll do general fund expenditures. We're halfway through, so these should be right at 50%. And we're tracking anywhere from 43 to 47%. So I send out a monthly budget report to all the department heads so they know where they stand. And if there's any line item that's getting a little over, I talk to them about it, and we make sure we're staying in budget. We'll switch over now to utility fund revenues. You can see water charges are down approximately $116,000. This correlates with consumption. First 6 months of the current year, we were seeing 18.5 million gallons less compared to last year. John has assured me in the summer we'll be fine, which I looked at the numbers. 40% of our water charges are earned in the last quarter of the fiscal year, being the hotter summer months. Sewer charges and other income are tracking right along. The next slide, we'll go to utility fund expenses. As you can see, the dark green is up at $1.87 million compared to $1.44 million. This is attributed to the well issues we've had this year with repair and maintenance. We've incurred costs there. And then on the flip side of that, because wells are being down, we're buying more water from the city of Waco. But 84 went up last week, and we are going to attempt to recoup some of those funds through our insurance. Sewer services are up compared to last year, but we did add an employee there, and City of Waco charges us an amount that increased compared to last year. Customer service is down slightly, and this is due to the elimination of that position, customer service coordinator. Next, we'll do budget to actual. So we're right at 42% of water service charges and 50% of sewer system. And despite the dollar increase in expenses, we're tracking right along from 51 to 54% across the various departments of the utility fund. So I'm not concerned there. Next, the sanitation fund. This is a new slide I added. As you can see, revenues are slightly up. This is due to the increase in the rates that we charge the customers. On the flip side of that, Frontier increases our rates June 1st. We pretty much eat that cost for a couple months, and then October 1st we'll increase the rates. Next, we'll go to tourism. Hotel occupancy tax is up at $488,000 in the current year compared to $432,000. I can't say this because of the eclipse because we don't see those numbers yet, but this tracks along based on occupancy taxes and it's tracking with the budget. Expenditures, same thing, increased due to timing and budget. We added the signage on Boskeen Estates. On the next slide, we'll look at budget to actual. We're at 54% of budgeted revenues. And expenditures are at 15%. Last year, we're at 16%. That's due to tourism expenditures coming in the last quarter. Next are the investments. This shows, it's kind of cut off at the bottom, but there's $10.8 million invested as of 3/31/23. Portion of that being in the CD, 2.4 being in Texpool, and then 7.4 being in Techstar. These are all investments. Texpool and Techstar are investment options, and they are in full compliance with our PFIA requirements. What this investment report excludes is the $19.6 million that we have invested at American Bank in a money market account that's swept every night. But that is also earning interest at 5.1%. I included it on the next slide with the breakdown of our investments. And you can see that money market account I mentioned was 65% of our money. So in total, our $30.9 million of city cash and investments earned an average of 5.37% in interest this quarter compared to last year's 3.1% interest.
That's really good.
3.1% interest. So next, these are the slides I added with the pictures. Numbers, so we added some pretty pictures for y'all to look at. So these are completed projects. Although the Family Center appeared in the budget a couple years ago, I figured it was worth putting in there. So that was completed and is open. To the right of that is a public safety administrative vehicle that we replace. Below that is a water utility truck. We replaced two of those through Enterprise recently. And then the bottom left is a trailer for the water department. Next slide will show some projects that are in progress. This is page 17, the full list of all the ongoing projects. About half of them are in engineering and half of them are being worked on. So the left picture is the overflow parking lot at the Arboretum, and the right is where the restrooms will go. And next I show the left picture is right there on Ritchie. That's the ongoing ARPA project. And then to the right is the 2-inch waterline project that I believe will be completed in May. And the last slide will show projects that are to be determined, to be scheduled, or carried forward. I'll go by through these one by one. The miscellaneous pump and well repair, we anticipate using those budget expenses on the 84 well when that bill comes in. Woodway Parks Road Maintenance, the county's doing that work, so really at their will, to be scheduled. The ADA accessible playground equipment, that was originally budgeted when the old facility was going to turn into a pavilion, but it has not been determined what we're going to do with the old facility. I just put TBD. We'll figure out what we'll do with the money at that point. Ritchie Road improvements, that project involves two third parties, so until we all sit down and talk about it, I think that will be carried forward. Pavilion windows are scheduled for March 2025. The contractor needs to work on it where there's no event reservations, so that's, we blocked off a month for them to get that done, and it's been scheduled. And as far as the Arboretum Trails, Jack's team has said that's going to be carried forward to next year.
Those windows, they can be installed in a day, or does
I'm not entirely sure. City Manager, do you know any more about the windows?
Yeah, thanks, Brenda. Thank you, Mayor. We spoke with several. I had a list this long of people from across the state that we tried to bring in to do these windows. And originally, they put in residential grade windows. Mm-hmm. So after so many years, as you can see in the picture, they are failing.
They're failing.
But it's a complicated area to change those out, because on the inside is, on one side, it's in the attic, or it's in a place that you have to take apart half the wall to get to the windows. And with weddings and all the other things that are scheduled, that was the earliest that they could get anybody in, to where the company that finally said, yeah, we think we can do it within X time frame, 2025 is the closest they could get to it.
So. That's what I was wondering. If we're going to be waiting a year, will they replace it in a day, or will it take a long time to do the work?
Yeah, I get a better answer for you. I'll ask Lindsay.
Okay.
But we just know that's when we don't have reservations, and we wouldn't interrupt anybody's reservation. So.
Thank you.
And I believe that's it. Do you have any other questions?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was looking at the overall budget, and it looks like about $550,000, $600,000 year over year. Some of that looks like it might be public safety. Is there a reason? What's the numbers that's making it go up so much? What's the cause of that?
Are you talking what we have budgeted? What's causing the increase?
What we have here, total budget's $12,268,984 last year.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it was $11,697,445. And I'm just going, well, that's a decent increase here. And I was just wanting to find out what's the increase for.
Sure. Thanks for that question, Councilman Russell. So majority of our expenditures are salaries related. Public safety is the largest department. So if we are given COLA increases, or there's increases in TMRS, insurance, all those premiums, if that's the largest department with the 36 employees?
39
employees. That's where a majority of the increase relates to, is strictly related to personnel. I mean, there's the occasional capital and operating, but other than that, it's mostly personnel.
For the most part, it's where we gave the salary, and then plus we gave additional
fire
money for the
and fire pay. Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes. Okay.
We do anticipate the count of public safety to go down if we're no longer in the schools next year.
Mm-hmm.
There's some vacancies that are currently attempting to be filled, but I don't think we're going to be down two officers.
Three
officers.
So is that going to be a permanent down three?
So we got three officers from Midway for the SRO positions, mm-hmm. and that gave us 35.
Mm-hmm.
Without those positions funded by Midway, we'll have 32.
Okay.
And currently we have 29, so we're looking to refill those three. Currently, we exceed by almost the ratio of residents per patrol officers. We exceed that plenty with 32, so 35 would be unnecessary, in my opinion.
So are you telling me that this budget increase in coming years might not see quite as much of it?
So we provide only 20% of those salaries. Mm-hmm. That Midway provides those three, so I guess 60%, 20, 40, 60 for three officers.
I budget 100%, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we just offset it with the revenue.
I'm not
from
a
Midway.
Finance person.
But yes, to answer your question,
but
correct.
It sounds like it'll come down a little bit.
Yes, sir. If our full-time employee count is decreasing without these additional three roles, we should see a decrease in the overall. However, if there's
COLA. So we're having a temporary bump because of changing from Midway, taking care of Midway, to sending them back to us now. Makes sense.
Temporary.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Makes sense.
Any other questions?
Brenda, the only question I had was regarding the sales tax rebates that we have mm-hmm. going on right now. I saw that we had two sales tax rebate in fiscal year 24. And I'm just wondering, those sales tax rebates, do you know when they're going to expire?
So one of them expires in October 2024. That was a three-year agreement.
Okay.
And there's another one, and I believe that goes until 2028. Those are those 380 agreements. I can get you a firm answer on that.
There's no, I don't, I just was curious if you knew off the top of your head when they were going to expire, because
That way, I draw a ribbon because they're expiring, correct?
Yeah, that's what I was, that's all I was asking. You don't have to give me anything else.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you knew when they were going to expire.
Yes, sir. I know one expires this year, and then the other one will continue for the next 4 years.
Great.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Council.
Can I ask a question?
Thank you, Brenda.
I was just about the eclipse. I was just going to see what, how did we do with all the eclipse stuff? And, you know, was that very successful for us?
Well, no, sir.
I went to the park. I drove through it. That's all. The Discover Woodway team.
Revenue from, like, all the hotels and all that kind of stuff was...
She doesn't know yet.
Yeah, we won't know yet.
Come out on the next quarter.
That'll happen in April. They're required to pay quarterly, so we should see that in June.
Okay.
So June, I'll see the impact for the hotel occupancy.
Well, I was
tax.
Just curious.
But I will say the event itself at Discover Woodway was successful.
I heard it was.
Yeah.
People
park
from all
was
over.
Packed. I think
New
they closed
Zealand.
It down.
No
yeah,
problems. That's what I heard. This
sounds like it was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Great job. Thank you. Thank you. All righty. Moving on to our items for individual discussion, consideration, and or action. Item number 6 is discussion, consider action on the minutes of the regular city council meeting held April 8th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, any backgrounds on item number 6? On the minutes. No background? Okay.
No seeing.
Council, I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number 7 is discussion and consider action on Ordinance 24-04, adopting the 2024 Water Conservation Plan. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, any background on number 7?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a little bit. This is essentially, give or take a few words or phrases, the same drought contingency plan that the city has adopted for the last 20, 25 years or so. It is required by TCEQ for us to have this plan, this drought contingency plan adopted. And if in the future we want to participate in any loans or financial agreements with Texas Water Development Board, they also require us to have that on file. I think I had something else. Didn't write it, it's all in my head. John put this one together. He's here to answer any questions, but it should be a pretty straightforward contingency plan. I think they did try to tweak this one to be in line with Waco, because I think in years past, some folks that were in Waco or in Woodway were either confused or aggravated that, well, I got a citation for Tuesday and my day's Thursday, but they weren't looking at the right one. So City of Waco asked that division to try to align some of the days and times and details of that nature with Waco, which I believe they've done. That's really all the background that I have on that, Mayor. Unless council has any questions, John is here to help us out.
I asked the city manager to print this out so all the citizens would have it. It's a long plan, quite a few pages, but there doesn't seem to be anything that's any issue. I just wanted to have as much transparency as possible so everybody can see what we're dealing with here. I don't see any problems with any of it, but we sure do want everybody to understand what we're dealing with.
This is posted on our website, too, isn't
it? It's also posted there, but of course, people here wouldn't be able to look at it at this time, so this
okay.
will help a little bit from that standpoint.
But it is on our main
sure,
site.
Sure, it is.
Right?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Last few years, it'll be under the Water Division or Water Department, however it's worded on the website. Citizens can go on there, click that, and if you scroll down, drought contingency plan, I believe, is the first thing out of 4 or 5 items that are on the website.
Okay.
Yes.
And Mayor and Council, just so you're aware, this has been, we have to re-up this every 5 years, and Don and I looked deep into the
to the Caldwell Layden Archives. But this was adopted by ordinance 1,000 years ago, and we've updated it by policy. So it's been posted, as far as I know, and it's been the same forever. But it hasn't been in the ordinances. And so another part of this is publishing our ordinances where anybody can go into our ordinances and see it there. So there's no confusion about the dates, the penalties, the all of those things if we're in draft condition. So that's another advantage of moving it from a policy into
an ordinance.
So that's a change. While you have maybe haven't seen this the last couple times it came up.
My ears must have been bad. Did you say thousands of years ago? Okay. Well, I was going, we've only been around for 70, so maybe. Okay.
Well, there was a flood once upon a time.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Shaw, do you need me to read the ordinance before we?
Please.
Okay. All right, Council. If there's no further questions, no further discussion. If there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion on ordinance number 24-04.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Ordinance 24-04.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ordinance 24-04, adopting the 2024 Water Conservation Plan.
I'll second.
Second.
All right. So we'll second.
Straight into it.
Let me read the ordinance before we do the vote. Ordinance number 24-04 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Woodway, Texas, adopting the 24 Water Conservation Plan, enacting the plan as Chapter 18, Article 5 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Woodway, Texas, providing for a penalty, providing for a severability clause, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been open to the public as required by law. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you, Janelle. delayed there. All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it and the ordinance is adopted. Thank you all very much. Okay, moving on to our city manager and city council reports. Item number 8 is our city manager's report. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Nyland.
Thank you, Mayor. I know we're rolling along with an unusually swift meeting tonight, so I'm going to try not to hold everybody up.
Don't ruin it.
A couple of things I wanted everybody to have eyes on before the next meeting. I mentioned it before. I know we can't discuss it, but just so it's in your hands and in eyes. This is the two proposals from Kinley Horn to move us forward with the workshops between planning and zoning and council. So I can keep them straight, I'm going to do these this way.
No.
Who's that way?
Okay.
This is the second one that's coming your way. Which basically, the first one, or whichever order you get it, there's only two of them. One is, we'll do X for 8,000, and the other is 8,000, and then up to, by the hour, up to 16,500, depending on the needs of both of those. Oh, excuse me, I need to send you that one. Of the boards.
Shall not exceed 16,500.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we'll schedule that for the next meeting, but so everybody has everything and is on the same page. That's as far as we've gotten to date. We do have a phone conference with Kimley Horn Friday morning to try to wrap up the details, but ultimately it will be the decision of the council and get some more reaction between now and then from the planning and zoning members and see to what level they want to participate. A few other short items. Jennifer's renegotiated our Texas document solutions. Before, we didn't have any historical data on how much we use, kind of what the layout of each department looks like, what the needs are. But we've cut back toner, some other unnecessary add-ons that were never being used. And that saved us. It's going to save the taxpayers $500 a month for the next 5 years.
$6,000.
There we go, Jennifer.
And 30 over the year, so, yeah.
Cool.
Good move. And our chief, I've been in contact with him the last couple of weeks. Some of you may have heard the sirens going off intermittently. At first, there was a malfunction. We had them look at it. We've ended up repairing some cabling and an antenna on one, so it should work for the next 30 years. We have three total locations. It was good timing. It failed when the tornadoes are when it's their season. So, at, like everything, it'll fail when it's absolute worst time. So, we have that fixed. That's addressed. There's one more that can be done in this next fiscal year. There shouldn't be any problem. That all three should have a very long, should outlive all of us being here. So that's good. And the last handout I have is our micro seal or reseal for the streets. I can't tell you which ones are going to be partial or full street, but this will go out for bid tomorrow, and we'll do the bid opening May 9th. But just so everybody can see what streets are up this year, this is the list. And with that, I will hush, and that's all I have.
Great. Once we have the order for these, we normally post these somewhere, right? When we have the order.
After,
is that right, John?
Yes, sir.
After the bidding and after we've agreed to it, we post the schedule on the website.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Wonderful.
Very good. Council, any questions for Mr. Nylett regarding these items before we move on?
Nope.
Anybody else?
Looks good. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 9 is the City Council reports. Any briefings or updates from anyone?
Yeah, there's there is a PNC meeting tomorrow, 5 o'clock, and there's one thing on the agenda aside from approval of minutes. So it
looks be like, a short one.
Pardon?
It'll be a short one.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be short.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Keeston. Anybody here? Good.
Number 10.
Wonderful. Wow. Fantastic. Well, item number 10 is our adjournment. So I'll take a motion to adjourn. Janelle, would you like to make a motion to adjourn us?
There we go.
Certainly. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Awesome. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're adjourned at 6:08 p.m. Thank you all very much.
Our ones are the best ones.